Hello, welcome to Just Bricks, brought to you by Kick It Forward and Sporting News. Guys, massive week of basketball, the NCAA finals finishing, heating up before the NBA playoffs kicking off. Got a couple of things to go through though. Gee, you been watching any NCAA? You're at Gather Round this week, obviously.
Yeah, they call it March Madness, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I call it? March. I'm crazy.
Well, they're not mad.
Not for me.
Really?
It's just a regular March.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk this week about Caitlin Clark. Do you know Caitlin Clark, Harry?
No.
So she's like the biggest name in world basketball right now, bigger than anyone right now, just because of March Madness. She's gone to the final of NCAA championship game for the second year in a row, the do knockout tournament till they get to just one sole team. Got to the final, same as last year, lost to LSU last year. This year, loses, has 30 points, has had this amazing run, is going to come out and be what she decides to do money-wise, basketball-wise, is completely up to her. They might even bring her into a men's league 3-on-3 basketball league where they can pay her like $5 million a year because famously the WNBA can't really compete with that kind of money. She probably won't do that. But she's such a huge name now in the US. The numbers she's getting are breaking records for men's basketball games, not just female basketball games. Unbelievable.
Clark with a K. I'm on board now.
Yeah, sorry.
I know what's going on. Sorry, yeah.
It's been crazy to watch, though. And her highlights are unbelievable. Like she hits threes from everywhere. She's just like so competitive. The amount of people that are just getting following women's basketball just because of this woman that's come along. Not unlike the Matildas when they were having their run at the FIFA World Cup as well.
LeBron tweeted about her being like, if you're not a fan of Caitlin Clark, get out of here.
Oh, wait. You're a hater. LeBron said it.
Yeah, LeBron said
now,
it.
Now we have to. But I think like people have listened because there's millions and millions of people are watching. It's been unbelievable to watch people hating on her, saying I suck shit, or like laughing a bit of schadenfreude that she lost the final. But it's been even to get to the final of those things, like the grand final, are so incredibly hard. 2 years in a row, unreal. And she has such a big load on her team, Iowa, compared to all the other teams. Like you see the scoring spread from the other teams. It's just impressive to watch. So Caitlin Clark, excited to see what she does. Staying with women's basketball, Michelle Timms, Harry?
Timsy.
Met her at the FIBA World Cup in Sydney. She becomes the third Australian ever to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame after Andrew Gaze and Lauren Jackson.
So three Australians total in the Hall of Fame. Luke Longley?
He wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, though. Like, he's won three championships, yes, but he was a role player on those teams. Michelle Timms was an all-star in the WNBA. Lauren Jackson was, you know, a superstar in world basketball. Andrew Gaze had his dominance at the Olympics and then also in Australian basketball. And he did some other crazy things as well. But Longley, probably, maybe not. The way they'd probably justify it is as an international player, but there's lots of other international players that have done more.
Probably just pumped up more as like being the one Australian guy in that.
Sure. But completely right. But still very impressive. Michelle Timms, unbelievable.
So what am I doing here?
I don't know.
What am I doing here? Easy.
Sorry. It's actually probably gives justice to that. You know what I mean? She's had this amazing career. Maybe a lot of people don't know her if they don't follow basketball really closely or things like that. But a huge, huge achievement for one of everyone's favorites.
Congratulations.
Kenny Smith. So, do you know who Kenny Smith is?
KS.
Smithy.
Kenny Smith, you might have seen him on the TNT coverage. He's one of the sort of main talking heads in the US. He had his own NBA career, but he's been brought into the NBL as a Next Stars ambassador for the US and North America, I believe. And there's talk he might be brought in as one of the ownership groups for a new team. They're talking about potentially bringing back the Gold Coast side. The Gold Coast Blaze were the famous defunct side. Can you guys guess how many defunct teams there have been?
In NBL.
In the NBL, yeah. And keep in mind, there's about 50 years. Like, there's the modern NBL that we have, but it kind of started in some sort of capacity in the late 70s.
Eight?
If there's less than 100,000, I'm not impressed.
100,000 debunked teams.
What's the number?
I counted 24.
Oh, is that it?
Wow.
No, that's
a pretty packed graveyard of like...
Yeah.
That's an average of one every 2 years, basically.
But there was a period there. It probably shows how stable the league is right now when you look at that compared to the periods there were.
What were they? What were some of them?
Well, some of the teams. I was actually going through them, but like there were some crazy... Well, obviously, the Singapore Slingers was probably the most exotic one. The Singapore had a team for about 3 years, I believe. Yeah, 3 years.
What?
Yeah.
In the NBL.
In the NBL, yeah. And it was extremely expensive. And the guys that played there said that it was just like the craziest time. I used to be coached by a guy that was there. And he was a pretty loose coach. His name was Ben Knight. A really nice guy. Good coach.
Oh, Knighty.
But he would...
Knighty,
that's his nickname. But he would always talk about how loose that time was. Gold Coast Rollers, Gold Coast Blaze have already existed.
Would they
there.
Remove a team or expand?
They would expand. They're looking for expansion. The value of the teams have actually gone up astronomically. Like, it's crazy to think what the Wildcats would be worth now, being the only successful team winning 10 championships. The most successful team financially too. Hobart Devils won. Hunter Pirates. You big fan of Hunter? The Hunter region?
Massive, yeah. Hot air ballooning there. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Talk about basketball.
Can you do your research?
Sydney Supersonics. Launceston Casino City. That's their
name. That was the name.
Love
that.
The South Dragons famously won a championship within 3 years. They were only around for 3 years. Then they
party too hard. And then we're like, oh, we ran out of money. Shit.
Yep. Oh, damn. Glenelg had a team. The Glenelg Tigers. Only
the
one
the Glenelg Palindromes would have been good.
That's good. The Glenelg Kayaks.
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been really good.
Two palindromes.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway, he's bringing in, potentially bringing in a team. Where do you think they should have another team? Where do you think, like, is it underused city?
Glenelg still. Oh, is there room for expansion in the mighty coast of WA?
Probably WA might be one of the few teams that could actually handle another NBL team.
What about the Eucla time zones?
That'd be good.
Mm. And time zone could sponsor them. But also, on another note, I think Eucla is the city within WA with a different time zone.
I have no idea where that is.
Yeah, neither.
It's a border of SA and WA.
Oh, cool,
WA has two time zones.
Oh, I've got three people that live there.
I digress. Hey.
Huh? I've got three people that live there, hey?
No, that's time zone as in the arcade you're thinking of now.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about the city.
Eucla,
yeah.
Yeah, three people.
You guys see Shaq?
You can't miss him. You can't.
You fucking did.
You could have given me 5 minutes to look some stuff up before we
Shaq. I'm trying to do it on purpose. Shaq.
Good.
Shaq threw away his gold medal. So in 1996, he won a gold medal in Atlanta, the famous 1996 Olympics.
Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, Olympic gold medal. Yeah. And he was driving around. And famously, like, Shaq with his pay was like really, really frugal. Because he would not spend his game payments. He would spend his endorsements. That's what he would talk about. But apparently, he was so pissed off after the game in the clip this week that he threw the medal out the window.
In the gold medal game, Lenny Wilkins says, hey, this is probably Dave Robson's last game, so he's going to get more minutes. I say, cool, I wasn't playing. But he didn't play me at all till like the last 2 minutes. I got put in the last 2 minutes. I was so pissed off after the ceremony, I drove home in my uniform and I threw the goddamn medal out the window.
You still have the gold medal, right?
No, I threw it away on the highway.
You know what they need to find it? Metal detector.
What have you found a gold medal? Is there one randomly somewhere outside of Atlanta, like just with a gold medal just like lying on the floor?
Or it hasn't told anyone?
That's been found for sure.
He said it hasn't been found.
How would he know?
I reckon some person's found it, dumped it in a drawer and not said anything.
They dumped in their gold medal and said, oh, knickknacks. This is my knickknacks drawer.
Yeah. Don't you have a gold medal in your knickknack drawer?
No.
Idiot.
Knickknack gold medal.
My mum would do that. She'd go, fuck it.
There was the boy from Burton, the guy that won the Simpson medal. I forget his name. He's like an AFL Hall of Famer. But he gave his Simpson medal to his mum, which is a famous medal when the interstate teams play. And then she lived in Darwin and the house blew away.
you know who I reckon it was? And
Cyclone Tracy, it blew away. And they
sorry, the one. And why were you laughing when you said it?
No, you weren't. Then they found the medal in the Simpson Desert.
Sorry, it's terrible that a house just blows away.
Yeah, you know whose fault it was.
Like you're going so nonchalantly, just like it's just blew. It's just like, oh, bye.
It's bloody cleaners.
I guess technically, that did happen.
Cleaners moved it.
The cleaners moved it.
Yeah.
What a hard blow.
Like the nursery rhyme.
You guys would definitely think like Alice in Wonderland or something. No, what's Alice in Wonderland? What's the other one?
Sorry, I didn't know where they lived. Sorry to any victims of Cyclone Tracy. Terrible thing.
Mm. No, that's fine. That's fine. No,
I feel bad now.
They survived. They're fine. And yeah, whatever. Should we get into hot takes with Chicken Treat?
Please.
This is Basketball Hot Takes, brought to you by Chicken Treat and celebrating their new Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce range. Guys, getting some Basketball Hot Takes. Mm-hmm. The first one, we want to weigh up who's going to come out of the West into the NBA Finals. Dallas are playing really well. Do you see Dallas making the NBA Finals?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't see them beating the Nuggets in the West. I think they're still the team to beat there. Then the West have like a few smokies there as well. Like, I don't think Lakers will get it done, but like the Suns, KD and Luka, when they get it together, are going to be hard to beat. And Harry, your OKC Thunder with Josh Giddey.
Absolutely. I mean, don't forget about my Kings as well. Spent some time in Sacramento.
Well, they're eight, so I don't think...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's been in the Nuggets, but and I think maybe this is the year that Timberwolves and the Thunder... I don't know, this could be the year they leap, but I still can't go past the Nuggets.
I think the Timberwolves are fake. I think they're pretenders.
Whoa, you said... Is that your hot take, the Timberwolves
are
fake?
Yeah, I think the Timberwolves are fake.
They're phonies.
They're phonies. And they're not going to make it out of the West. There, I said it.
Out of the West, you reckon they'll win at least a couple series?
I need a cold glass of milk because I was hot.
Are they going to win a series?
Jeez.
Yeah, I think they'll win the first against whoever comes eighth. You know, if the Kings are eighth or something, I think they'll beat the Kings. But even, you know, if the Lakers make it out, I think the Lakers would beat the Timberwolves. LeBron just decides to be the...
No way. I don't reckon at all. Like, they're playing too well.
It's a hot take.
And I'm going to need some science as to why you don't think it, Josh.
I just think they're playing too well. I've watched enough of them to see they're playing well. Like, they're...
Approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
The NCAA should ban one-and-dones in men's basketball and do 3 years like women to build rivalries, et cetera, and bring back the college game. A lot of people talk about this year that March Madness has been really underwhelming in the men's side of the draw. Yes, it's a down year in the draft side of things. There's not many people excited.
Exciting players.
I'm going to say no to this one. There's too much money to be made. It would be great if they could do that, to have these college rivalries, because it's so fun, college football, college basketball, college sports in general. And it is so crazy to see these rivalries build like Caitlin Clark. But I'd rather the players get the money they can, I guess, in the men's side of thing, whereas the NIL, they can, women can earn money straight away now.
Is it also like March coincides with a pretty significant part of the men's NBA season, so I have to compete with that?
Potentially, if you're apathetic to that whole side of things.
What if it was just like nonsense November instead of March Madness?
That's good.
I'll run it by them.
Silly September.
Well, they need it. Is that the off season, November?
No, they're playing in November.
Okay, good. Because you can't take more of their off season time. There's enough basketball going around.
Yeah, that's true.
They need a break.
Final one. The WNBL should be more popular next year because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I think that's a lukewarm take at best.
Domestic Australian Basketball League.
Oh, the Domestic Australian Basketball.
Do you want me to start that again?
Yeah, go for it.
The WNBL will be more popular and better next year because of the effect Caitlin Clark has had on world basketball.
I think you've pulled a hammy with that stretch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't think so. I don't think it's had that much of a reach here to like...
It was a really good season for them. They've had to condense it so much. I would love to see a spike in that league after seeing the AFLW, obviously with a lot of money, be sort of pushed in front of a lot of people. The Matildas gain a really big audience.
I was going to say, I think the Matildas would have a bigger effect
than
Caitlin Clark.
But I'm just looking forward to the day where... people get right around the Opals and the WNBL for what it is, a really, really, really good league with some amazing players. And the finals, grand final series itself showed that. That was Hot Takes, brought to you by Chicken Treat and the Frank's new Red Hot Thick Sauce range. Thanks so much, guys. That's all for this week.
Well done, guys.
I need a glass of cold milk.
Hot. And that's enough from Just Bricks, brought to you by Kick It Forward and Sporting News. Make sure you subscribe and review the pod. Thanks a lot and see you next week.